A penalty of 5% of the amount of any tax unpaid will be levied where tax is outstanding more than 30 days after the due date. A further 5% penalty will be charged in respect of tax outstanding more than 5 months after the first penalty is charged. Finally, an additional penalty of 5% will apply to tax still outstanding more than 11 months after the first penalty is charged. Note that payments on account paid late do not suffer separate late payment penalties. By way of illustration, let us assume that Sarah, an employee, has an outstanding tax liability of £4,000 in respect of 2010-11 as a result of a capital gain she had made in the year. She filed her tax return by the due date of the 31st of January 2012, but did not pay the tax due until the 1st of May 2012. Sarah will be liable to a late payment penalty, as the tax is paid more than 30 days after the due date of the 31st of January 2012. The penalty is £200, that is the outstanding tax of £4,000 multiplied by 5%. Let us now consider the position of Josh. Josh was due to make payments on account in respect of 2010-11 of £5,000 on the 31st of January 2011 and the 31st of July 2011. He paid £5,000 on the 1st of July 2011 and failed to make a second payment on account. His final liability for 2010-11 was £13,000. He paid £6,000 on the 31st of March 2012 and the remaining £2,000 on the 31st of August 2012. His tax return form had been issued to him on the 6th of April 2011 and no tax had been deducted at source. Although Josh paid the first payment on account late and failed to make a second payment on account before the final due date, no separate penalties are charged in respect of these failures. 30 days after the payment due date of 31st of January 2012, Josh paid £5,000 of his total liability of £13,000, leaving £8,000 outstanding. The penalty charged will be 5% of the £8,000, being £400. Josh pays a further £6,000 on the 31st of March 2012. So tax of £2,000 is still outstanding more than 5 months after the first penalty was levied. A further penalty will be charged of 5% of the £2,000, being £100. Taxpayers who fail to make payments of tax by the due date may request that payment be deferred for a period. If HMRC agree to the deferral request, known as an agreed time to pay arrangement, the taxpayer will not be charged any late payment penalties. However, if the terms of the agreement are broken, for example, if the taxpayer fails to pay the amount due at the end of the deferral period, HMRC can charge the late payment penalties. Late payment penalties must be paid within 30 days of the date the notice assessing the penalty is issued, or interest will be charged. The decision to issue a penalty or the amount of the penalty payable can be appealed against by the taxpayer. Penalties will not be charged if the taxpayer has a reasonable excuse for the late payment. An insufficiency of funds is not a reasonable excuse, unless due to events outside the taxpayer's control. Relying on a third party is also not a reasonable excuse, unless the taxpayer took reasonable care. HMRC have the power to reduce the penalties if there are special circumstances. This concludes our run-through of payment dates, interest and penalties. Now it is time for you to practice what you have learned. In question 1, you are asked for the tax payment to be made by Janet on the 31st of January 2012. Once you are happy with your answer, check it by clicking the button on the bottom of your page. Let us have a look at the solution to Janet. Janet's income tax due for the year is £5,000, being the tax liability for the year of £19,000, less the credits for tax deducted at source. Her capital gains tax for the year is £4,200, leaving Janet with tax to pay of £9,200. From this, we need to deduct any payments on account. You are told in the question that Janet's income tax liability for the previous year is £16,000, of which £12,000 was paid at source under pay as you earn. So here, her tax due for last year was £4,000. Each of the two payments on account would have been 50% of the £4,000. So she would have made two payments on account of £2,000 each, totalling £4,000. Janet's balancing payment for 2010-11 is therefore £5,200. However, we have not finished here. The question asks you how much tax Janet is going to have to pay on the 31st January 2012. Remember, as well as making a balancing payment for the tax year 2010-11, Janet will also be required to make her first payment on account for the following tax year, i.e. for 2011-12. The first payment on account for 2011-12 is 50% of the income tax due for 2010-11. The income tax due for 2010-11 is £5,000, therefore each payment on account will be 50% of this, being £2,500. As such, the payment required to be made by Janet on the 31st of January 2012 comes to £7,700. Billy's first payment on account should have been made on the 31st of January 2011. It was actually made on the 26th of March 2011, so the revenue will charge interest on the late paid tax. Interest will run from the normal due date, being the 31st of January 2011, to the day before the date of payment, being the 25th of March 2011. This comes out at 54 days. So, the interest charge will be £5,000 multiplied by 54 days out of 365, multiplied by 3%. This gives us an interest charge of £22. The second payment on account was due on the 31st of July 2011. It was paid on the 21st of July 2011. As such, the payment was made on time, so no interest will be charged. The balancing payment is due on the 31st of January 2012. It was paid on the 2nd of September 2012, so is clearly late. The revenue will therefore charge interest from the normal due date, that is the 31st of January 2012, to the day before payment, being the 1st of September 2012. This is 214 days. The interest charge will therefore be the £4,000 paid late, multiplied by 214 days, multiplied by the official rate of interest of 3%. This gives us an interest charge of £70. It is easy to stop at this point, but do not forget that if the balancing payment is more than 30 days late, we need to consider the impact of penalties. The question quite clearly asks you to calculate the interest and penalties to be levied on Billy. The penalty is 10% of the tax paid late. There is an initial 5% penalty as the tax is outstanding more than 30 days after the due date, and a further 5% penalty as the tax is outstanding more than 5 months after the first penalty is charged. So here the penalty is £4,000 multiplied by 10%, giving us a penalty of £400. So, the total interest and penalties to be paid by Billy come to £492. This concludes this module on self-assessment payment dates, interest and penalties.